And that's music of Sophie Tucker, vaudeville music. Sandra McKnight was here, and she will be doing a vaudeville act on Sunday at Vanessi. I'd like right now to welcome Quinn Tincher and Matt King from Meow Wolf. Welcome back, gentlemen, to the Radio Cafe.
Hello.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte. Always a good time.
Always a good time, indeed. Especially at Meow Wolf, which is a unique space in Santa Fe. You do these major collaborative installations, and the latest one is called Auto Wolf. Ah, I see that you're all German.
Auto Wolf.
And what is Auto Wolf about?
Auto Wolf came about, I guess, maybe 4 months ago. We had the idea of this show getting a car and taking it apart. So Auto Wolf came because we have a 95 Volkswagen Golf that we brought inside of the space and completely dismantled it and then started to build the show out of that.
How far did you dismantle it? Did you actually go down to valve level and stuff?
Well, as far as the engine is concerned, we didn't get into specifics as far as deconstructing it. Mostly we hit it with a big hammer. But we did completely take down the frame of the car.
And the doors and all of, most everything under the hood is completely dismantled. As far as like the engine and the transmission, they're pretty intact because it's a lot more difficult stuff.
Because you're going to put it back together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. you'll see if you come to the installation that that's very much impossible at this point.
very.
So this, how did you do, I have not yet seen it, but what are we looking at?
Well, this is, I would say, one of Meow Wolf's finest installations.
I would say that, too.
We've got, our group is bigger than it's ever been. We've got more collaboration, more passion, more effort than ever before. And it's what we did, basically, was we brought the car in as a seed for a larger installation. So we took all of its parts apart, laid them out, and people started choosing them and picking them up and making little things out of them, and then we used them to organize and decorate the space itself, and then reused a lot of the technologies in the car itself. And I guess, like, the overall visual experience is reused chaos, I guess?
Reused chaos. It's not just the car. That was a starting point, and there is a lot of car in the show, but there's a lot, I would say it's about 50-50 as far as things that are car-related and things that are not car-related that are parts of the show.
Now, what you all seem to always do is bring in all sorts of technology, some of it pretty old, all of it salvaged. So there's a real, reuse, recycle
everything.
Ethic to the whole thing.
Yeah.
Mostly what I want to do as an artist is show people the possibilities and all of the things that we're surrounded by. The car itself is, you know, so many available reusable technologies that just kind of sit by the roadside and rot for most of the time, you know. But we're entering into a time when the backyard mechanic is going to be a huge, vastly important thing in terms of developing technologies in terms of the environment and, you know.
I thought you were going to say that the backyard mechanic will be irrelevant because computers cars will all be so computer-driven.
Oh, not at all. I mean, we're entering into a time where people are using salvaged materials to create all sorts of environmentally friendly new techniques for gardening, for energy gathering, and stuff like that. And there's just available stuff. We're surrounded by it. You know, pumps, motors, all of this reusable in some way.
So not necessarily backyard car mechanic. It's backyard make your life work mechanic.
No, we've entered this cool place where anybody can learn anything if they try.
That's so true.
It's less backyard mechanic and more backyard engineer at this point.
And so what are some of the feats of engineering which you've accomplished in Auto Wolf?
We created an analog circuit system that moves various objects around the room on DC voltage. So if you come in, there's tons of little critters and stuff hidden all around the space that move on a sequence. What else have we done? Lots of lighting effects.
I'm trying to think. lots of just different you know, little lights that are hidden, and the little lights and the little things that move are they're really hidden inside of everything. So you really have to sort of look for them.
Yeah, as is the case with most of our shows, it's fairly dense.
Right, you show up and you could look at it all day, and you keep seeing new things.
And it happens with us too, when we're in there working, and we're working on our own stuff, and you know, you're there for an hour, and you turn around, and there are 10 other people around you working, so you're constantly seeing, you know, taking a walk around and seeing things that you haven't seen. And we're so busy working that by the time the show opens, that, you know, I haven't seen everything that's in the show because there's so much in it, and I'm focused on my own thing.
How does the collaboration among the members of the... Is it a collective? A collaborative group?
In the loosest sense possible.
Yeah, in the loosest sense.
Mostly, we're a group of friends. We have this big, incredible studio where we get to geek out with each other and make whatever we want and just have this fantastic time. So the installation is really like a product of more of a sense of just close community between people that get along than anything else.
And people go into the show, like this show, and you'll be able to see that different people have broken off into different sections and sort of doing their own thing. But it's still collaborative, because when they're in there working, there are people around them, and we're still talking to each other about. Mm-hmm. So if I'm doing something, I'll look over at Quinn, and if I have a question about something that I'm not sure about, I'll ask Quinn, and he'll give me his advice, and I'll ask Katie her advice, and in the end, it's all collaborative, because we all know what each other are doing. Even if we're working on different ideas, we're still talking about it openly.
Mm. And you have a remarkably unified aesthetic.
Yeah, which is always an accident.
So many things that come out that, you know, really think that they're really well planned on how this looks with this over here. It's 95% just...
Yeah, a lot of the last day of an opening is walking around and just kind of being amazed that it all kind of fits.
Yeah, that it all came together at the time when it was supposed to. So
Autowolf opening is actually tonight.
Tonight. Mm-hmm. Tonight.
From 9 in the evening until 12 is the dance party.
Is the dance party.
And from 7 to 11 is the opening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And tonight will be DJ Dirt Girl, which is one of our Meow Wolf members, and she spins so well every time that everybody ends up really sweaty and grinny. And
they're actually, I mean, come to see the art is one thing, but coming to dance is another.
It's a paramount of Meow Wolf at this point.
All of us at Meow Wolf are huge on dancing. We love to dance, and some of the best dance parties I've ever been to are at our own space, which is really surprising and really fun. So if you're into art, come out and see it. And if you're not and you're into dancing, it's another good reason to come out.
Now, you also have Insectivore and Elefunk.
Mm-hmm.
Animal themes.
Yeah.
Who are they?
I'm not going to give away the other DJs. I think tonight's they're kind of going with new identities. So
okay.
The audience will just have to come on down and find out.
Well, Quinn Tincher and Matt King of Meow Wolf. The show is called Autowolf, an art installation by Meow Wolf, opening tonight from 7 to 10. And the dance party goes until midnight. It's at 1800 2nd Street at Hopewell, and the website is meowwolf.com. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to take a break right now. Robert